Welcome to Pet Safety Crusader Radio. Speeding your way quick as a greyhound, chatting more than a chihuahua, leaping through obstacles like a border collie, and barking out loud my better pet parenting messages, I am Denise Fleck, the Pet Safety Crusader, and I am delighted to help you make the difference in the life of an animal. Today, our safety lesson is about pet-proofing your summer garden. We're also going to talk with animal expert Darlene Arden and product developer Jeff Phillips, who has a slip-free way to bathe your little furry one at home. So no matter how much you already rock at taking care of your family members with four paws, there is always more to learn. So please sit, stay, or just keep on doing what you're doing. But do stay tuned to this episode of Pet Safety Crusader Radio to learn how to be the person your dog or cat knows you can be. Well, some good news in spite of this sweltering, record-breaking heat we're about to have once again. The city of Phoenix has a new law where they're banning dogs from hiking trails July 1st through September 1st anytime the temperature hits 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Phoenix officials say they're really emphasizing the educational aspect of the program, not the punitive measures, but it is a class one misdemeanor and can be fined up to $2,500, and the person, the human, not the dog, can receive up to 6 months jail time. Phoenix has some of the largest municipal parks in the country and about 15 miles of trails that cut through the desert that, although they are beautiful, they are shadeless in summer. And in 2011, three dogs died on trails in Glendale, not far from Phoenix. So it's just such an important thing. We need to keep it on our minds at all times. Our dogs and cats aren't a whole lot different in this respect than we are. If you can't walk barefoot on the sidewalk, their paws shouldn't be touching it. And remember, they don't sweat all over their bodies. The dogs have an evaporative cooling system called panting, where they're trying to take cooler air in over their tongues and their lungs to cool themselves off. But if it is too warm outside, they just can't do the job, and the only way they have to release heat from their bods is those four paws. And if you see a kitty panting, she's generally in bad shape because our cats do tolerate heat better than dogs. So if you actually ever see a kitty leaving sweaty paw prints on a floor or a sidewalk, cool her off from the paws up and get her medical help. So I know we've talked about the heat before, but since it's getting hot, I just had to bring that up again. So today's safety lesson is twofold. We're going to talk about pet-proofing tips to keep your dog or cat safe when outdoors, but also to keep your gardening labor of love safe from all those paws and claws. When you're making yourself a lovely garden, whether it's for flowers or a vegetable bed, it's a good idea to secure the garden bed with chicken wire. Now, chicken wire shouldn't be sharp. It can be smooth, and it comes in different grades where the holes are smaller or larger, but it's safe, inexpensive, and it's generally very easy for just the average Joe or Jane to manipulate. You can use it along garden stakes to fence off your beds when you're not working in them. And then when it comes time to get in there and dig in the dirt yourself, just roll that wire back around the stakes, to get in there, and then roll it back to keep your pets out. But if you're preventing your pets from getting in your garden, you need to section off a play area just for them to have some fun. You want to discourage them, from digging or just even walking through your plants and vegetables, so they need an area to call their own. And dogs, especially as it's getting hot outside, will dig just to find an area that's cooler. So dig out a long, shallow area somewhere in your yard, fill it with sand, and put their toys in there, and let them know that they have their own special place where they can just have at it. Have their water bowl nearby. Let it get a little muddy if you're not predisposed to giving a bath. And let them just have fun and stay cool and enjoy the time with you. When it comes to fertilizing your plants, you need to be smart and you need to read labels. A lot of the fertilizers out there are toxic, and just because they say organic on it doesn't mean they're safe if they get inside your pet. cocoa bean mulch has a high level of theobromine. Theobromine is both a cardiac stimulant and a diuretic. It's something I talk about a lot when I talk about chocolate toxicity for our pets, which also contains the theobromine. Basically, it'll speed up the heart and lungs, and it pulls fluid out of the body in the form of vomiting and diarrhea. So cocoa bean mulch, not only because it's fibery and can get caught in your pet's gut, it can be toxic. Fish meal isn't a good one to have around pets, and it actually attracts a lot of bees, which can bring us to bee stings, which we talked about recently. And bone and blood meal, I believe it's the bone meal in particular, if your pet ingests it, it can actually become like a concrete ball in their stomach. So stay away from toxic fertilizers and buy non-toxic ones. Manure. I know you may not want your pets rolling in the chicken manure or other kind, but it's, you know, it's safe. It's non-toxic. Compost. It's a great way for you to get rid of, you know, food scraps and to be eco and green around the house. And seaweed is an excellent non-toxic fertilizer to have about around your plants. Now we're talking about plants, and before we actually plant our garden, we once again need to do our research as conscientious dog and cat moms and dads and find out which ones are potentially harmful to our pet. True lilies, and you need to look them up, but what's considered a true lily, just a leaf or a petal, can actually be fatal to our feline best friend. So stay away from those. And most flowering plants that come from bulbs, daffodils, amaryllis, tulips, and oleanders. There's a lot of other things like sago palms and a lot of plants that drop pods and shells that can be very, very deadly to our pets. Plant things like daisies and orchids, bamboo, jasmine, and roses, but be careful with things like roses and even bougainvillea because they do have short, sharp thorns that can not only get caught in human skin, but in feline or canine skin as well. You're going to also want to have a place outside for your pet to retreat to when you're out there with them. They like to have a place of their own. So if you do have a doghouse, make sure it's in a well-ventilated area, that it's up off the ground so water doesn't come in and sit in there. You want to have their favorite blanket and some toys and make sure that it's neither too big nor too small. Make sure that your pets can turn around, but that it isn't, you know, too big and doesn't build up a lot of heat in there. Just, you know, clean it out regularly. Make sure it doesn't become a flea haven. And again, just make sure it's very well ventilated, that air can flow through it, and that it's just a little place for your dog to have a den. As far as your outdoor furniture, just like with any training incident with our pets, we need to teach them not to chew on the cushions. And it's up to you whether you allow them on the benches or what other seating areas you have out there, but just make sure there's a comfy place for you to sit and for Fido and if Fluffy's out there as well. Now you always want to make sure you have a fenced in yard to keep your pets safe and to keep other animals from coming in. If you're in an area where there are coyotes, you might want to get a coyote roller. It's simply like two pipes, one on top of the other, kind of like a pipe and a piece of PVC at the top of the fence, and it spins so that your dog can't jump out of the fence, because when he touches the top of the fence it'll roll, and that hopefully coyotes and other animals can't jump in as well. If you have a cat that likes outdoors, catios are amazing these days. There are all kinds of those out there. But they also make fencing that kind of angles in at about 45 degree angle so that kitty can't jump out of the fence. So just some things to think about, because our pets are always safer in a secured area under our supervision. Be wary about taking care of other wildlife, too. If you have bird feeders, obviously that's going to attract birds and possibly even squirrels, but realize that along with the birds coming, there could be bacteria-laden feces, which might make your pet sick. Always make sure your pet's outdoor water bowl isn't too big that it becomes a bird bath, and it's in a safe, secure area where, you know, other critters won't be using it and leaving bacteria behind. It's nice for your pets if you can pave some pathways or put down some gravel or even cedar chips to keep kitties, to keep fleas at bay from our kitties. But what's great about the gravel or the cobblestone paths, it helps dry off those muddy canine paws before they come in the house. So it's really not that hard to maintain both of our pets' safety and a lovely or nutritious garden, maybe a little bit of a challenge at first until you get to know a few tips, but with some planning, like everything else the Pet Safety Crusader tells you about, to plan ahead, and these few little tips on your side, pet proofing can be fun, and there can be many years to come with a beautiful garden and some amazing pets to share it with you. After this doggone quick break, we're going to be back with author and certified pet behaviorist Darlene Arden, so stay tuned.
I am the Pet Safety Crusader, and although I have taught more than 10,000 humans animal life-saving skills, I know there are so many more dogs and cats who could benefit from their people learning better pet parenting. That's why I travel far and wide teaching you to keep your pets safe and help them live longer, happier, healthier lives. So please sit, stay, or just keep on doing what you're doing. But join me Thursdays at 1 p.m. on BBS Radio for each episode of Pet Safety Crusader Radio to learn, share, and become the bow, wow, wonderful person your pet knows you can be.
Hey, pet lovers, you have to see this. Unique custom pet portraits. I mean unique. These are really cool. You can now have your furry children look like a king, a queen, plus so much more. Make them the leaders of the world. There's nothing like this. It's a must, especially for the holidays. This is what I want you to do. Go to therenaissancepet.com. I'll spell it for you. therenaissancepet.com. Therenaissancepet.com. The Renaissance Pet Portraits for the pets who has it all. Hey, pet lovers, listen up. New health equals new life by giving your pets a 100% natural jerky treat using 100% human-grade ingredients, family-owned, made, and sourced in the USA. No chemicals, no additives, high in protein and grain-free limited ingredients jerky treats. This is what I want you to do. Go to www.newhealthpet.com. Turkey, chicken, wow, chicken, an apple, and sweet potato jerky treats for your dog. Created to be high in vitamins and minerals, but low in fat. Incredible. Just go to newhealthpet.com. Once again, newhealthpet.com. Your pet will love you for it.
And you're back with the Pet Safety Crusader, and I was just chatting like a chihuahua about ways you can protect your pets from your garden and ways to protect your garden from your pets. We're now going to discuss something else that grows in your gardens. Well, hopefully not in your own, however, unless you have the proper permits. Meowana, or marijuana, and how it can be used for our four-legged best friends. To discuss this possibly controversial topic, I'm delighted to have Darlene Arden, an award-winning author, internationally recognized authority on toy dogs and their care, and a certified animal behavior consultant. Darlene's passion for helping animals live longer and better lives shines through all she does and her desire to help. This is what led her to learning about using medical marijuana for our four-legged best friends. Darlene, welcome. I'm happy to have you here.
Thank you so much, Denise. I'm delighted to be with you today.
Wow, I am just so excited to learn about this. Tell us first what got a certified animal behaviorist interested in medical marijuana.
Well, because I have been researching and writing for the layperson about veterinary medicine for many, many years. And that's before I got involved in behavior. And that interest never goes away, because when I say that I want to help people and their pets, actually, I want to help pets and their people, to put it correctly. I want to help in every way. Health, wellness. Health includes not just the body, the mind. It's everything. And for me, this was just all-inclusive. And I started to look at what was going on, and suddenly something came across my computer about a pet's being given marijuana, and I started to research it out. I thought, well, that's interesting, because, you know, we've all been kind of, I just hate to say it, but brainwashed, that marijuana is bad. Marijuana is evil. Marijuana is such a restricted drug. And then I started reading about it. Guess what? They found it today. People wouldn't be having it recreationally. It would be used strictly in research. Most medication comes from plants. There are many uses for marijuana. And the fact that some people smoke it, a lot of people smoke it, not me. I've never smoked anything. Let me say that up front, because I've been accused. See, I've got
big disclaimer here.
Shows, and this is a disclaimer. I had some guy, oddly enough, in California, where everybody's so liberal, screaming at me, "You're just a pothead, lady." No, I didn't smoke a regular cigarette. I don't want to smoke anything. I used to sing. I'm not, you know, about to ruin my lungs. That wasn't the interest. But I discovered there was a young doctor in Southern California. His dog had cancer. He went through every medication, every regular channel he could use with, you know, the regular, you know, Western medicine, everything that they had to offer. It's everything that they have to offer people, except a lot of the research is done a lot sooner in dogs, but it doesn't get to people for a very long time. And I mean decades. And for that, you can blame the FDA. Anyway, oh, truly, an old boys network. And they started researching a drug that is now coming into cancer trials in humans, the one that cured Jimmy Carter. The research started in dogs, as far as I know, in 1980. I don't know if it was any earlier, but think about this. This is 2016.
Wow.
And it's still in trials. Immunotherapy. Now, if they were doing that in dogs in 1980, why is it just coming into trials in people? I don't get it. I don't understand it. Not happy. Anyway, I think people need all the help they can get, and so do animals. Now, I had been told, doing a little research, that there was a veterinarian on the East Coast at one of the veterinary schools who had thought about doing research into marijuana, and he thought it was too soon. No, it wasn't. What happened was this young doctor in Southern California decided, after trying everything and nothing was really helping and running all the full courses, that he would give his dog some medical marijuana. And he worked it out that he would use the tincture, the liquid, mm-hmm. For a woman who's never had marijuana, I've certainly learned all the words. Anyway, because I was interested. The tincture is the liquid. And he decided, he was very conservative about it, and he used one drop of the liquid to every 10 pounds of his dog's body weight. That's pretty conservative.
Sure.
He put it in cheese. You know as well as I do, you say to a dog, "Want some cheese?" And the dog says, "Yes, please. How rapidly can you get that ready for me?" And he noticed changes in the dog. The dog started to run around like a puppy again. He wasn't dragged down as they will be after with cancer treatment. So are people. If you know anyone who has cancer, who has been through cancer treatment, usually chemotherapy, which does a horrible job on people.
Of course, sometimes the treatment, well, you know, is harder on the body than the illness.
Exactly, and that's one that is, because they discovered that while experimenting with mustard gas. They're basically pouring poison into the patient. Hmm. And they've done this for how long and haven't come up with anything else? I find that unconscionable, but that's a whole other story. Anyway, the dog felt great. He's running around like a puppy. He's eating. You know, it won't help, no matter how palatable the food is. Your body won't recover if you're not eating, if there isn't fuel to get it going. And his dog hadn't been eating. Suddenly the dog is eating. Because if you talk to people who've had cancer, they're totally nauseated by marijuana, by chemotherapy, rather.
Chemo, right.
And they get so sick they can't eat. Well, the same thing happens to dogs. They can't eat. And they've discovered even in arthritic dogs, they were able to move instead of the owner picking them up and hauling out a Great Dane or a St. Bernard with a sling apparatus. The dogs felt better and could run around and take themselves out to potty when they were older. You didn't have to put the dog down because he's old, or say, this is a disease of old dogs, and not do anything to help him. This was another place.
Because it's about their quality of life. And
exactly.
I mean, I've heard of it for, you know, chronic pain and arthritis, even seizures. But when you're talking about this one little dog with cancer, or maybe it was a big dog, forgive me, you're almost making it sound like maybe the cancer went into a bit of a remission or something. It wasn't just getting rid of the pain.
I honestly don't know. I wish I did. I have a feeling that this may turn out to be the miracle drug that we don't know about. Maybe it's wishful thinking on my part. But unless they do the research, we're never going to know. And a lot of people and animals are going to die. And pharmaceutical companies will become richer and richer, because I don't think the prices on chemo ever drop, and it's usually over $1,000 for each treatment.
Well, that's it. It's cost prohibitive, and we're putting our pets, you know, we can't tell them, well, if you endure this for, you know, 6 months, everything's going to be great. You know, we want to ensure them that quality of life. So this is just amazing news, Darlene. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'd love to delve into a little bit about if it's legal, how it's given, and more. So people out there, don't touch that dial. After this break, we'll be back with Darlene Arden and our Marijuana for Pets discussion.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. No more fleas and no more ticks with the No More Tick Spray. All natural, non-toxic, and even safe enough for you to use on yourself. It smells great. You have to try it. It really works. This is what I want you to do. Go to www.nomoreticks.com. Once again, nomoreticks.com. Your pet will love you for it. Go to nomoreticks.com.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Do you remember when your best friend used to greet you at the door every night? Always there, loyal, wagging his tail, happy to see you? Now things have changed. Your dog is getting older, and you're losing your best friend. Thanks to good nutrition and medical advances, however, our dogs are living longer today than ever before. But as our dogs do get older, they begin to change. Your dog may be waking you up in the middle of the night, or starting to soil in the house, even barking for no reason at all. He may just seem confused or be getting stuck in corners, and he just isn't himself. Over 28 million pets in the United States suffer from these same symptoms. Nutrix is a new, natural, and clinically proven solution that helps get your old dog back. Nutrix is a specially formulated soft chew with a taste dogs love and recommended by veterinarians across the U.S. Help your best friend by talking with your veterinarian about your senior pet's behavior. As a noted veterinarian says, do your pet a favor and ask about behavior. You can get Nutrix from your vet or go to Nutrix.com. For more information, visit their website, www.nutrix.com. I'll spell it out for you. www.nutrix.com. Nutrix.com.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
And you are back listening to Pet Safety Crusader Radio. My guest today is animal expert Darlene Arden, and we are talking marijuana. We were just actually talking during the break when you guys couldn't listen about, you know, some pets we've known. And my one Akita must be 15 years old right now. And most of the time she seems happy. But I can tell, you know, knowing body language and knowing that when she's panting heavily or trying to get up or down, that means pain. But I just don't know how much pain she's in. And, you know, it's just because we don't share that common language, we may never know some of these things. But all of us with furry family members certainly want to make them feel better and more comfortable. So that's why we're talking about medical marijuana today. And Darlene, is it legal? Do veterinarians prescribe it? I mean, what's going on with this? Can we give it to our pets?
That's very interesting because it's a horrendous controversy in veterinary medicine. Some veterinarians are prescribing it illegally. Maybe it's legal in their state, but they really shouldn't be prescribing it. You need a special license, I think. Every state's different. And, of course, the difference is federal government. You have, you know, your state might vote to legalize marijuana, but that doesn't mean the federal government isn't going to come down on your state and threaten to take away the license of any doctor who prescribes it, which I find interesting. The veterinarians are terribly upset because in places like Colorado, especially where they have recreational marijuana, as you do in California, people are leaving the marijuana out and pets are being poisoned. Too much of anything is going to be poison. And animals are dying. So are children. It's a case of responsibility. I don't think you keep it away. I think you educate. The problem is, as usual, idiots are making it hard for everybody else. Because if they kept it away from pets and children, locked it away when they're not using it, it wouldn't be an issue. They've often saved these pets if they can get them to the vet in time, but it should never happen.
Well, exactly. And we're talking about, you know, using it to help pets. But Pet Safety Crusader here, you know, has to mention the safety issues of the recreational marijuana we may have in our homes and to absolutely keep paws and claws off it. I know some people may, you know, be imbibing themselves and feeling a little good and blow smoke in the pet's face. And that, you know, is not a good thing at all. You know, think of whatever effects we're getting off it, their body weight is smaller and they are a different species, so we just absolutely don't want to do that. I understand animal poison control has had a rise in incidents in which pets have consumed it, marijuana, since it's more legal. And you know, you're not going to have the dog smoking a joint. He's going to find the whole baggie full and consume it. So not only is his body weight smaller, he's consuming a lot more, and results can be deadly. But we do want to, you know more about how it actually can help. And you mentioned one story in which it was given as a tincture, as a liquid. Are there other ways it might be given to pets?
They do have, like, little buds, and I don't know if people are using it. I know that people are giving their own medical marijuana to their pets to help them. That's good and bad. I mean, the fact is they are helping their pets. I've seen this on video. We were all on CBS News in New York at one point. But on the other hand, and not all, as in all in the country, but, you know, several of us talking about it, and they had been using their own, and the dogs looked great. But I wouldn't want to take a chance on dosage because you don't really know. You know, you may mean well and you may have it in your house and you want to help your pets, but what is a safe amount to give your pet?
Well, and are we, what they're using for pets, is it the same thing? Is it cannabis versus hemp or different, you know?
Are they using cannabis? They are not using hemp because they're using their own medical marijuana, which is invariably cannabis, not hemp. We're seeing a lot of hemp products out on the market. I have no clue about how they work or if they work.
Well, that's what I thought. I've seen them like in treats, some kind of pet treats or something, and that would be the hemp.
That would be the hemp. And in fact, maybe last year, a pet supply store in Florida had some in their window, and the police came in. It was perfectly legal. Police came in, raided, and took all of the product out.
Wow.
Which was fairly stupid, but, you know, what can I say? They didn't really think or investigate, or they wouldn't have done it. I don't know what happened after that. I didn't pursue the story to find out the owners of the pet supply store got it back. It was nothing but basically a doggy treat, but it had hemp in it.
Well, and who knows? I mean, if it can just be sold in a pet store, who knows if some, you know, underage or even overage humans might, you know, be imbibing in it as well. And
well, there is that possibility, except it never crosses my mind. But then again, you know, I take better care of my pets than most people do of their children. I keep on top of what they're doing. I understand the problem with the, you know, that the veterinarians are facing and why so many are upset. But what I would like to see is education. I would like to see them able to do this, know what the dosage is, start doing the research, but meanwhile, use it. And even if you have to be on the conservative side, see how it works out, and lecture your client on the fact that this is a drug. You lock it away from your pets and your children, and you only bring it out and use it when it's time to medicate the animal.
Right.
I am so frustrated by the fact that so many are suffering needlessly when they might get some help or try to get them some help. And I don't know what it is going to take. I don't know what will change the mindset of the federal government. This has been since Nixon's day that this all went on. And yet, you look at the difference between what happens to somebody who's smoking marijuana and look at somebody, and I'm not even talking about smoking it. I'm, you know, this is worst case scenario to me. And someone else who's drinking alcohol, which is perfectly legal, at the time it wasn't, and alcoholics are dangerous.
And that also makes me bring out there, because I know some people think it might be fun to share a beer with their dog, but we don't want to do that either.
No.
So, Darlene, how can we leave my listeners on some kind of proactive step to take? What should they do? I mean, if we've got people listening at home that have an elderly dog or a kitty suffering from a cancer or severe arthritis, what should they do? Should they talk to their vet about this? And
they
how can they
talk
pursue
to the veterinarian about it first? Because some veterinarians are going outside the loop. It's very quiet. It's happening around the country. They can't say anything because why would they want to lose their license? So I don't even know who they are. And frankly, I don't want to know who they are right now. Not until I, God forbid, would need one. But I would talk to them, and I would also start looking into the veterinary colleges and asking if anyone is going to be doing some research into, I mean, if they get a lot of questions asking about research into the use of cannabis in cancer and arthritis in dogs and cats, I should think if they think there's enough interest, they might really start doing the studies. And it might not hurt to ask the FDA about it and when something is going to come down the pike with some research. I think
once
enough people get proactive.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was going to say. Once again, it's about us being advocates for our pets and taking those proactive steps and kind of stirring things up so that more research will be done and maybe our pets can be helped. Now, Darlene, before I let you get back to your life, I'd like you to tell my listeners about some of your paw-amazing books, where they can get them and where people can also go to learn more about all that you do.
Well, they can get my books at Amazon or any of the other online bookstores. Whether they have cats or dogs, The Complete Cat's Meow is everything they need to know about a cat before they bring one home or afterwards. It takes you through every single stage. Small Dogs, Big Hearts does the same with small dogs, 21 pounds or under, although people with large dogs have bought the book and found it helpful, so go figure. I have an entire chapter devoted to house training in that book, so if you've got a problem, that's where you need to be. I also have a book written with my warped sense of humor, because I think people learn better with humor, and that's my behavior book called Rover, Get Off Her Leg. And that's a very small book. It's very easy to read, but it resolves most of the major problems that people have with their dogs, and it uses anecdotes from my clients and other people from around the world and colleagues' clients, to illustrate that you're not the only one with the problem. I had to change most of the names to protect the guilty. Somebody else has had the same thing, maybe worse. Let's just laugh and get on with it. Because the more stressed out you are, the more stressed you make your pet.
And absolutely.
They pick up on you. They pick up on everything. So just relax and, you know, laugh, have some fun. By the time you get through with the book, you will have such a well-mannered pet. And you can read the book, any of my books, cover to cover, and then pull out what you need. You can refer back to them. So they're all written to be easy to read.
Sounds fabulous, Darlene. Thanks a heap, or should I say a hemp, for joining us today.
Facebook. Find me everywhere. I'll look forward to talking with you again, Denise. Thanks so much.
Very welcome. And you can find Darlene at DarleneArden.com. That's DarleneArden.com. I'll catch you on the other side of this break.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. No more odors. By using Odor Cleanse, that's right. Odor Cleanse in a bottle, that is. O-D-O-R-K-L-E-N-Z. Odor Cleanse completely eliminates pet odors and also odors commonly associated with pets, ranging from wet dog smell to that dreaded skunk spray odor. It is non-toxic and safe to use around your pets and family and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. For more information, go to odorcleanse.com. That's O-D-O-R-K-L-E-N-Z. Odorcleanse.com.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Preen Pets. 100% natural dog treats made and sourced in the USA. Positively no chemicals and no additives. Treats, sticks, and bones made with chicken, fish, pork, turkey, beef, and vegetables. Wow, and vegetables? This is what I want you to do. Go to www.preenpets.com. That is PreenPets.com. Give your furry children the best nutrition for a long and healthy life. Go to PreenPets.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Welcome back to Pet Safety Crusader Radio. Does bathing your dog send him and you running for the hills? Are you tired of the watery mess, and are you afraid, or is he afraid, of slipping on your tile tub or floor? Well, Vanny Covers to the Rescue just might be the solution for you both. Vanny Covers are these simple little countertop covers that we place around bathroom sinks or on our vanity countertops. They're lightweight, absorbent, and they provide a splash-free, hygienic environment for bathing your smaller pets in the sink. Probably not your Great Danes and your Akitas like the Pet Safety Crusader has, but for all of our smaller friends. Vanny Covers look good, they're non-skid, and fully functional alternative to towels. They're durable, and you can even throw them in the machine, I understand. And we are lucky enough to have the product developer, Jeff Phillips, with here to tell us more. Welcome, Jeff.
Hello, Denise. Thank you very much for having us today. We appreciate it.
It's Bow Wow. Wonderful to have you.
Bow Wow. Thank you.
Now, as the Pet Safety Crusader, I am all about health and safety for our furry best friends. And I personally feel that grooming is more about health than appearance. Sure, we want our dogs and cats to look good. But when a groomer or when us, you know, pet parents individually bathe our pets, it's really about getting down to the skin so that we can discover problems, get rid of any yeasts and bacterias. And, you know, we want to feel that we're doing a good job for our pets and, you know, a thorough job. So how can Vanny Covers, you know, help us get this done for our pets?
Well, that's a, you know, a really nice question, because we're not here to denigrate groomers at any, in any way, shape or form. But oftentimes we see that the owners of pets are either prevented for either financial reasons, health reasons or other reasons for getting to the groomers as often as they may wish to. In addition to which, the cost of going to groomers is pretty expensive these days. And many times, your Great Danes notwithstanding, by the way, they all start off as puppies, in the sense that they can be easily washed and bathed in the bathroom sink at waist height level in a quick washing environment is oftentimes an opportunity to have more of a bathing than otherwise. So we don't claim to be able to take care of yeast infections, but I will tell you that too often our pets aren't getting a bathing as often as they'd like. So that might be a solution with a product that we've now brought on the market, which in fact is at kickstarterforyou.com as of today. And in addition to which, in your honor, in the honor of your company, we have put together a special program where all the printing of our personalized fanny covers today are totally free.
So goodness.
Yeah, it's a big deal. If you do go to Kickstarter for you, that's a number four letter U.com, you will see that we have various rewards. And by example, reward number three will be sold today at price of reward number two. And so on, with reward number five will be personalized at the number four price. And of course, reward number seven will be personalized and no price, no cost on the personalization at the reward number six price. We do have a limited quantity, so we would like to invite our listeners across the board to visit our site. That's Kickstarter for You, number four, letter U, and see what we are all about. Everything is there, and be more than delighted to share the opportunities we have on this innovative product known as Vanny Covers for Pets.
Wow, that's so exciting. So everybody listening today, you're in here on a scoop. Now, Jeff, over the years, whether it's been my pets at home or at an animal shelter, I know I've struggled with placing towels down to, you know, try to keep the surfaces dry and to prevent, you know, those wet paws hitting the tile. What are Vanny Covers made of that, you know, they protect our countertops, they keep our pets from slipping and keeping, you know, water from splashing everywhere?
Yes, terrific. The answer in that slippage oftentimes is that towels are going to slide right off the pet and off a countertop. Yeah. What we do is we include a silicon layer under the material, which is a microfiber. The microfiber actually is laminated with a foam. So the absorbency in the actual material is approximately seven times that of 100% terry cloth tile, towel, pardon me, and at the same time, the ability to be a non-skid product resting on top of and around the sink is due to the silicon layer that we have under the vanny covers, so it doesn't slip at all. In fact, take a look at the campaign. We have various images in there to show you the technical side of how this product is produced. But I don't want to pass on the fact that it's a lot of fun. It brings a lot of joy to the people who've used the product. They find that the pets who, your small cat, your small dog, when you put them up on the countertop and they begin to slip on towel, that's not too good for them. But as soon as they place their paws on top of the vanny cover, they find that there is a sturdy, rigid kind of a sensation, and they very easily can walk into and out of the sink without any fear of slipping. And that's a big deal.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, they could strain a muscle, and it's all about confidence when pets are stepping on different surfaces, because I know that's a training thing we often have to go through with puppies to teach them to walk on tile floors or, you know, beach sand or things that feel unusual to them. And when they feel confident in their step, that's just, you know, half the battle there. What's in a name? Where did you come up with vanny covers, and what's that all about?
Very interesting. Well, you know, vanity-wise, everybody who might be considered supposedly a little vain is because they really wish to take care of themselves, look good, and feel good. Well, the same is true of our pets. Once we take care of our pets, not only do the pets look good and feel good, they feel good, and we feel good about them looking so great. So the name Vanity, the spin-off from, if you will, a vanity countertop, and the fact that we don't really think of this as a mat or a pad, but a real cover, a cover that surrounds the sink, is locked down by way of the patents that are on the product. They literally lock down around the sink and the faucet. They fit oval sinks and rectangular sinks, can be made in all sizes. We're starting off on the flagship size right now, which is the 17 by 14 inch oval and rectangular sizes. And we'd be delighted for you to try and test our program, see what you think. We have the special on, in, as I said, in honor of the Pet Safety Crusade radio station today. And it is genuinely free printing, so do take advantage of it.
Awesome, Possum. Well, please don't touch that dial, phone, or internet connection. We're going to be back in a super quick flash with some more great information from Jeff Phillips about vanny covers. Stay tuned.
Hey, pet lovers. Have you had this problem? Did you ever lose your keys in your purse or in your pockets? Looking for a better way to carry your dog treats when walking your pet? Or, and this is a big one for me, looking for a better and safer way to carry your phone? Well, stop looking. The hip clip and pocket accessory is for you. Go to hipclips.com. I'm going to spell it for you. HIPKLIPS.com. HipClips.com. The best way to carry your everyday personals.
Being the one who makes a difference is what I am all about. I am the Pet Safety Crusader, and my superpower is helping people to help their pets. So I come to you via the airwaves, sharing the latest 411 on how you can help your pets live longer, happier lives by your side. So please sit, stay, or just keep on doing what you're doing, but join me Thursdays at 1 p.m. on BBS Radio for each episode of Pet Safety Crusader Radio to learn, share, and become that awesome person your pet knows you can be.
Hey, pet lovers. You can now contact a vet by video chat or text 24/7 worldwide. That's right. With Vets Plus More, a very important life-saving app for your pet, for your smartphone. Need to speak to a vet right now for an emergency or just a simple question? Then Vets Plus More is the answer. I'll spell it out for you. VETSPLUSMORE.com. Go to VetsPlusMore.com and speak to a vet for any medical questions or any simple questions for your furry best friend. This is the best thing you can do for your pet and for yourself. Do you travel with your pets? If you do, then take a vet with you. Just download Vets Plus More on your smartphone. VetsPlusMore.com.
You are back with the Pet Safety Crusader, and we've been talking with Jeff Phillips of Vanny Covers, and we've learned that they're these great little mats that have silicone underneath to keep them slip-free and to keep the countertops dry and make your pets confident as they get a bath. There's a special going on, so be sure to go to www.kickstarter4u.com and learn all about it. Now, Jeff, we've touched on this a little bit. Groomers often consider themselves the experts. Are we going against the tide with, a do-it-yourself product? And, it's a big deal kind of sometimes to take certain pets to the groomer. So I think it's kind of cool that we can do some of this at home.
Yeah, take issue with good groomers, because they are like good stylists. When you find a good one, that's great. There's also the other side, that they aren't always as great as you would think. But from the standpoint of interaction between you and your pet, they say that any positive interaction between your pets and yourself strengthens the human-animal bond. That comes right out of Animal Wellness magazine. It didn't come from me. So I tend to agree with that. It kind of tends to let us see that we can work in harmony with groomers. There's a time that we want to take care of our pets at home. Why? Because it's like us. I'd like to take a shower perhaps once a day. I don't think it's such a great thing for my pet to have a shower or bath once a year. Once a month or once a week. And so to that point, I don't think it's a bad thing to have the opportunity now to do a dunk, as we used to say in the old country. Pick up your beautiful pet, put him or her into the sink, have a quick wash over, and you've got a beautiful, wonderful smelling pet, a loving pet that probably feels as good about themselves as we feel about looking at them.
Absolutely. And there's so many things you said there that I feel like I want to touch on. But I mean, we're having this heat wave in many parts of the country, and maybe it's something as simple as just wanting to cool our pet off from the paws up and getting him in the tub. But, in the economy these days, we can't necessarily afford to take our pets to the groomer all the time. We want to do that periodically for that professional touch, but, maybe in between those grooming visits. And another thing that I'm always teaching in my pet first aid classes is to do a weekly head-to-tail checkup of your pet so that you can find something when it's small. Well, there's no better time to find things than when the pet is wet and the fur is wet, because then you can really see the skin. You can see or better feel a lump or a bump or see a rash, when that skin is wet. Because if you have a dog with a great big fluffy coat, you're very often not privy to that. So I see these Vanny covers coming in handy in so many ways regarding our pet's health and safety. I know you mentioned they come in to fit different types or shapes of sinks. How much are they, and do they come in different designs? And talk a little bit more about that and how we can actually get them for our own.
Sure, appreciate that. The average retail price runs about $24.95 for this product. Plus, of course, shipping. In most cases, you're looking at $5 to $7 with shipping and handling. I'm delighted to tell you that these products on the KickstarterForYou.com site, which is our Kickstarter program, are running approximately half that price as this program introduces Vanny covers for pets to the worldwide, in fact, community. So in the sense of pricing, any added personalization, which is normally a $10 plus cost, in our case running down from $6.50 up to $8, is completely free today. Any orders that are brought in today, any orders that we receive through the system will be honoring Pet Safety Crusader Radio, and we are delighted to make them all available to you in all of the categories. So there is the single pack, there is the family, the dual pack or the double pack, which is two units, and then there's the family pack of four. And any one of those options will all be free if you opt to take the personalized printing today. Just swap the rewards, as I mentioned earlier. Number three will be personalized for number two. Reward number five will be given to you at reward number four price. And reward number seven will go out at reward number six price.
Wow, that is just paw-mazing, Jeff. And to be clear, this isn't, you know, you don't buy it and then toss it out and have to buy another, right?
Oh, no, not at all. The product is a very durable design. It is well constructed. It is constructed with binding as well as Velcro in a Velcro hinge environment, which is part of the patent. It is a microfiber that is double padded both sides, laminated with a foam within, and has the silicone padding at the bottom. And so this product is around for a long time. It's machine washable, no different than your towels. You throw it into the machine, wash and dryer. This product will effectively last for years.
Awesome possum. So everybody out there in Radio Land, please go to www.kickstarter4u.com. Jeff, it was a pleasure talking with you today. I hope we'll get to see you again, because today it was just across the airwaves.
Yes, Denise, thank you so much. And I want to give a shout out to a good friend, Jack, and a wonderful lady, Barbara, both connected in the industry. Jack at All Paws Talk Radio, you're a wonderful man. And Barbara, Lick Magazine, you're a special lady. To you, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for having us today.
And those two both rock. I know them myself. So everybody out there, I hope you learned a whole heck of a lot about keeping your pets safe in the garden, as well as not to have them destroy the beauty of it. We certainly chatted about the pros, cons, legalities of medical marijuana for pets, and about a functional and fun product to help you keep your pets looking and feeling clean down under, vanny covers. So send me an email at petsafetycrusader@gmail.com if you have anything you want to hear about in a future show. Please do visit my website, sunnydoginc.com, to see if we can do a meet and greet during my fall Southern U.S. Pet Safety Tour. I'm going to embark in less than 2 months now, so you're going to start hearing more and more about my event planners and what they have cooking in your 18 cities I'm going to be visiting over those 10,000 miles, teaching pet first aid, pet disaster preparedness, and better responsible pet parenting. Thanks so doggone much for allowing me to help you help your pet. My pack and I have paws and fingers crossed that you and yours will stay safe, healthy, and happy, and I personally challenge you to do your best to be a superhero in the life of an animal. I'm looking forward to having you hear me and my guests next time. This is the Pet Safety Crusader signing off. She was the cover ride in the car, doesn't matter how.